And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, making common sense a superpower. Looking over here at the text lines, got a few. Let me just jump in there. There's one that's left over from the previous discussion about defending defense. Pat from Huntsville says, these new breeds of soldiers also have VA benefits for life. That's a great point. They come out of the service. They had service-related surgery to transition. I can't help but wonder, would they then be able to get a disability rating? That's a crazy possibility. But crazy apparently is where we are right now. So, Teresa from Town Creek just sent us. I'm not going to open the link and go read a story right now, Teresa. I can't tell what it is. Oh, I know what it was though. It's the lowering of the standards. You know what? I actually saw that story this morning, Teresa. This, I believe, is a story that talks about the fact that military recruiting and actually even federal job applications will no longer discourage those who test positive for marijuana. You can come on in, y'all. We'll take you. Rough Leanne from Huntsville says Governor Ivey got up off her rocking chair. Go K. So, yeah, I mean, Todd was very judicious just now. He got the story. Nobody else got the story. He flat out asked her, what do you think about school choice? And dang, she answered the question. I mean, here's the article. I'm looking at it right now on AlabamaDailyNews.com, ALDailyNews.com. In an interview for Capital Journal, Ivy said she wants to build on the incremental expansions of her school choice taken by the legislature's past session. By the way, they were small. Did they do something? Yeah, but it was token. It's hard to even register on the Richter scale in terms of, you know, whether it had any import. In fact, the teachers union was applauding the results of their efforts to lobby the legislature, which tells you everything you want to know. But Governor Ivey, in response to the question with Capital Journal, says, quote, it's very important for our parents to have choices of where to send their children for school, whether it's public, private, homeschooled, or whatever. The goal is to get our children a quality education. And then she says, and this is where it caught him off guard, caught me off guard too. She says, we're working now already on an ESA bill, an education savings account bill, to present to the legislature in the next session, and I'm very optimistic it will pass. Well, that's huge. Now, I recall, so Ryan Cantrell, a friend who's been on the show most recently, who works now for the American Federation for Children, he said something was something was brewing, but it was before he could talk about it. And I'm imagining, though, that that's what she's talking about. Ryan Cantrell is quoted here in Alabama Daily News as saying, where'd it go? He said, Ivy's comments are welcome news. She has long been a supporter of educational opportunity. We look forward to helping her through this crucial goal. If she's a proponent, she has been a quiet proponent. She has not truly led the way on this. But here's what happens. When the governor stays quiet and does nothing, the legislature does not feel like they have an imperative. The legislature is its own. It can do things on its own, certainly. But there's something to be said for having the governor saying, send it here, I'll sign it. And they know then that they've got the ability to get something done that the governor won't A, veto, B, supports, and then C, they can look like a united front. And I hate to say it, but sometimes they do that. Sometimes they hang out, want to see what the governor's going to do. Well, you're your own branch, and they forget that all the time. You're your own branch. But at the same time, it's real life. There's weight of the governor's office that can be thrown in here and make things happen. There you go. John from Huntsville just texted in. What'd he say? He says, Phil, I love how you incorporated the mini dipper in your show. Extra credit points are coming your way. Thank you, John. He says, also, Todd Stacey did a great job. And when he said state house, he made me really want to go to a steak house. Everything goes back to food around here. I don't know how to explain it. I'm still shocked, Boomer, though. You've been very quiet today. I think you're still getting over that steak you had last night.
I just enjoyed the steak, and I just want another.
Did you grill said steak yourself?
Of course I did.
So you went home, grilled up steaks after the show.
Yes.
You're the man.
That's the only way to do it. Grill your own.
That's, yeah. All right, charcoal or gas?
gas on this
one. It was gas today. It was the end of a long work day.
It was. Weekends charcoal.
That's right. I literally, Charlene, she had not heard the last part of the show. And she said, "What do you want for dinner?" I said, "Did you not hear the show?"
You should know.
Country fried steak with gravy. Blind. I had pinto beans, fried okra, cornbread. It was some eating, brother. All right. Coming up next, we're going to move to number three on the dippers, but it's the second one I'm getting to. Abortion fixation? Nope, we're doing Biden unraveling. That's what we're doing next. Biden unraveling. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Jumping now into hour number three. Boomer, the text from Brian from Huntsville. Talking about, made me laugh. You saw it? Yeah. Telling us about getting our grades every day from John from Huntsville. He goes, "Grades. How long for you and Boomer get a degree from John?"
I'm not going to put it past him.
we'll get our John from Huntsville diploma sometime. Right. Yeah, I don't know when that'll be. But a couple more texts here. I'll just jump on them real quick. Danny from Decatur. California Governor Gavin Newsom is fining the Temecula School District $1.2 million because they are not following his approved curriculum for elementary schools. Okay. A school board member felt she needed to be accountable to the people of the school district and not the governor. Well, wow. Okay. Well, Danny, we'll check on that. Appreciate you. Glenn from Blunts. I can't even talk about it. I saw the word cornbread and I got all wrapped up. Glenn from Bluntsville says, "Have you guys had fried cornbread?" Fried cornbread? Now, I don't know. Now, I've had cornbread cooked in an iron skillet, which always seems to be best. I don't know how to describe it, but iron skillet cornbread always seems to be a notch up. Am I right in saying that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Come on. I'm just over here just closing my eyes thinking about eating it. That's what I was doing.
Boomer went away to cornbread land.
I was like, yes.
Slather it in some butter. Black eyed peas. Daggum. Steve from Decatur just texted in. Okay. Hey, by the way, Steve from Decatur letting everybody know who's about to get on the road for go home time on a Friday afternoon. Listen up close. He says, "The Highway 31 River Bridge in Decatur, major delays as a flipped 18-wheeler. That is bad. If that's the bridge I'm picturing, that's like pretty much stop-gapping all traffic. So, yeah, the Highway 31 River Bridge, Decatur, major delays. If you got an alternate route home, I would take it. There's an 18-wheeler flipped on its side right there. And I think that's the main river bridge going in and out of Decatur. And it's like, wow, there's not many alternatives. Especially if you got to be on the other side of the water. But thank you, Steve. We appreciate you letting us know. So all you listeners out there, pay attention. Flipped 18-wheeler, Highway 31 River Bridge in the Decatur area. That is not good. All right, listen, we're going to jump over here to the next dipper. So I've had a full dipper defending defense. I've had a mini dipper. Governor Ivey says she's for school choice now. And I've got another dipper I'm going into here, a full one. You ready? Biden unraveling. I got to ask, and I would love y'all's opinions on this. Text it in, call it in. But it is my perception that we are starting to see what I would call the veil of protection from the media and even the Democrats being lifted off of Biden. He could do no wrong. Remember during the campaign, his rallies were awesome. Well, they had like 13 people there sitting in circles wearing masks, you know, and they were boomers laughing, but they were. Remember that?
They were so good.
They were.
Wow.
There were some lame gatherings. I mean, it's like, good Lord.
That guy moved.
He did. I think I saw him in that chair over there sitting in his hula hoop circle. They would literally have people in cars, like at a drive-in theater, sitting there with their windows closed, and instead of honking, or instead of clapping, they would honk their horns. It was the stupidest thing. Meanwhile, Trump's dancing on stage.
Yeah.
Trump got COVID, which everybody was getting COVID, but Trump got COVID. He got ivermectin. He got, you know, all the treatments, the monoclonal antibodies. And daggum, if he was not dancing on a stage in front of a crowd of people like 10 days later.
Yep.
Just, you know. Meanwhile, Biden is up on a stage wearing a mask outside. Lame. Well, he could do no wrong, though. I mean, he could say stuff like, you know, if you ain't voting for me, you ain't black. And he was not called racist. He could have a crack addict son who had a laptop clearly indicating that he was smoking crack with hookers, that if Don Jr. had done that, it would have been the end of time. It would have been the apocalypse. It would have been something of plagues of locusts would have descended on the Republican Party. But no, it was not real. It was not real. It was Russian disinformation. We're not going down that road. We're shutting it down. And the press and the big tech censored that story. They like to say, well, you know, it was suppressed for misinformation. It was censored, and you know it was. And then the first 100 days, he could do no wrong. He signed an executive order every 30 seconds when he got in office, just undoing anything that had been done by the prior administration, no matter what it was. You got close to 5 million people have come across the southern border illegally since he took office. Didn't even start hearing about it until recently. So now we're starting to see stories. And it's not just Fox and Newsmax. It's not just, you know, outlets like this one, like Right Side Radio. We're starting to see for the first time that people are getting the story that Biden ain't doing that great. I mean, remember when you had the inflation through the roof, 40-year high. It was transitory, and it will be over soon. And it's Trump. It was all kinds of Trump. It wasn't transitory, and it had nothing to do with Trump. Then there was the Afghanistan pullout. 13 service members died at the Abbey Gate at Kabul Airport after we abandoned Bagram and bailed out on 1,000 U.S. citizens and allies who all were trying to get out, and just turned over billions of dollars worth of equipment to the Taliban, who took over the country in record time. Just total debacle. People clinging to the outside of airplanes and falling from the sky. It was awful. And no accountability, and nobody questioned from the media. Is it starting to come apart? Story here, this one's on Fox, and I'm going to get to one on CNN in a minute. Story here on Fox came out 2 days ago. White House dismisses the dismal Biden approval ratings, claim they don't show the whole story. Now, Karine Jean-Pierre is the liar-in-chief, y'all. I'm just going to tell you. That woman, if her mouth's moving, it's a lie. If she tells you the sky is blue, you better look out the window and double-check, because I'm not sure it is anymore. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre dismissed President Biden's dismal approval ratings, specifically concerning his handling of the U.S. economy. 40-year high inflation, massive new national debt, and, you know, trying to still pay off student loans for people for nothing. Total dismal failure on the money that was thrown into the economy. We have billions of dollars now in COVID fraud and no accountability for it. Writing checks to Ukraine every single day like he's paying for a drug habit. And then she says, well, it's not telling the whole story. What are we talking about here? When a reporter, by the way, keep that, I'll come back to that. When a reporter asked Jean-Pierre about a Monmouth University poll released earlier that day, this is just a few days ago, that showed that 62% of Americans disapprove of Biden's handling of inflation and a plurality disapprove of his handling of jobs and employment, her response, so the polls don't tell the whole story. They don't tell the full story. We understand that. You understand what? The data shows the combination of unemployment and inflation is at a near historic low. What world is she living in? A near historic low? It's still higher than it. Listen, when they took office, if I'm not mistaken, inflation was just below 2%. You know, you can't even get bacon for, you know, 17% more than what it was a few years ago. It says consumer confidence, this is her again, consumer confidence is increasing. Wages are rising. When you think about our economic recovery is strong. But as we believe it, and there's the point, as we believe it, she says, you know, the polls don't tell the entire story, so we're going to continue to have the conversation. What does that even mean? We're going to continue to have the conversation. We're having a conversation right now. Could you stop lying to my face? So, but here's the thing. I think a year ago, a reporter would not have asked that question. At least not the ones from the other now, because this is a Fox News story. If it was a Fox reporter, it would have said, Fox News White House reporter so-and-so. You know, was her name Jackie Heinrich or Peter Ducey? No. It's another reporter from another outlet. And that's why I think this story is significant. Not because of her lies. We see her lying every day. This story is significant because a reporter actually asked her the question based upon a poll that came out that morning. Now, let me bring something else to your attention. CNN. Oh, Lord, Phil, did you go to CNN? Yes. Yes, I did. Story that came out on July 13th. So we're just, what, tad over a week. You ready for this headline? Keep in mind, this is CNN, y'all. The slow pace of Biden's reelection campaign feeds the Democrats' 2024 anxiety. I'm telling you, the veil of protection is off. For CNN to run this story. Now, right now, CNN is also super excited about the idea of Trump getting indicted again and the fact they get to say the words January 6 again. But still, they're worried about what's happening. Here, listen to this. It says the conversations keep happening. Quiet whispers on the sidelines of events, texts, emails, furtive phone calls. They're building quite the picture. As top Democrats and donors reach out to those seen as possible replacement presidential candidates. Really? Get ready, they urge, in conversations that aides to several people involved in have described to CNN. Describing what he has said despite the campaign that has been announced, President Joe Biden won't actually be running for re-election. Here's my speculation. I think they're looking for a way to get rid of him. I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find out the documents that came out in the last few days might be part of it. Says these Democrat strategists feel like time is already running out and the lack of a more robust campaign activity that they want to see shows that his heart is not really in it. Or maybe his mind is not in it. How about that? You're talking about his heart, CNN? How about his mind? Does he know he's supposed to be campaigning right now? Is he clearly aware? It says anxiety, complaints, and apocalyptic thinking have often defined Democrats in the Biden years, but they're about to get their latest Rorschach test with the disclosure of fundraising for the first few months. We're hearing his fundraising's not going that great. It says some things are already clear. Multiple big donors are not locking in. Interesting. Here's one of the reasons why you know. Let me skip ahead in the article, and I'll come back to a place. Skipping ahead in the article, where's that spot? By this point, 12 years ago, Obama campaign. By this point, 12 years ago, that Democratic president seeking re-election, Obama, was already months into building out an operation based in Chicago, had key staff making major strategic decisions, and revolutionary data operations already taking shape, and there were offices in swing states already building up local connections, and they had a slogan. That was Obama at this time in his re-election campaign. In other words, he had a machine going. And I'll be honest, despite the fact that I didn't enjoy having him for a president at all, his campaign, it ran. It was a machine. Listen to this. This article, by the way, last week, CNN saying, as to Biden, in a race that many expect will likely come down to a few hundred thousand votes in just a few states, the doubters argue that every day without a packed schedule on the stump is proving to voters that Biden's age is as big a worry as they believe it is. And they go on to say that right now, where's that spot where it talks about it? That Biden doesn't have any infrastructure being built out yet. That you've got literally empty offices. Where is it? It says, here it is. It says, the headquarters in Wilmington, discussed to be open by mid-July, still isn't. No staff is currently on the ground in competitive states. And names of potential hires have only started to be collected for review by the president and top advisors. And the dozen people who are working for Biden-Harris 2024 full-time are mostly camped out at desks in the DNC's national headquarters near Capitol Hill. Some of those griping about delays in hiring staff, others of them griping about how long it took to get on the payroll themselves. And they still don't have a campaign finance director. Holy cow. Holy cow. And CNN's telling the world about it. That tells me everything I need to know. If CNN's telling you all that, the veil of protection is off, y'all, and Biden is unraveling. All right, Phil Williams running long as I was just neck deep in that topic, brother. Boomer's looking at me like, are you going to break? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. I mean, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, I gotta pause and tell you, our newest advertiser is Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all over North Alabama. So they are, they've got locations in Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, multiple new locations all over the Birmingham area. They just opened up a fifth location down in the Birmingham area, and two of their newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. I'm telling you, Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week. They see clients from all ages, birth all the way on up. They do x-rays, immunizations right there on site. Walk-ins are welcome. Folks, this is weekends. I mean, you wake up on a Saturday morning. I said yesterday, you wake up on Saturday morning and the baby's got a fever. What do you do? It's the weekend. Well, Southern Immediate Care. So I would suggest that you go ahead and take a look online at their website, find the location nearest to you, and just know this. This is where I go, all right? So the Southern Immediate Care in the Gadsden area is the one I go to. And there's always clean, always got great staff. I know the guy that owns this chain, I'm telling you, he's a squared away individual. He's a right side ruffian, and he owns a chain of clinics, and that's why we're advertising together. Southern Immediate Care. You check them out. I think you'll be pleased. And Blaze, do me a favor. He told me today, as a matter of fact, that somebody told him that they heard the ad on the radio. And so I would appreciate it if you're checking in over at Southern Immediate Care. Tell him you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right. I am in number two dipper of the day, not including my mini dipper on school choice. A couple of texts real quick. JT from Lacey Springs says, as Biden's mental health appears to decline, play on words, I almost believe if I ask his next plans for defense, he'd say paint it white. I'm not sure what that means. but it sounds funny. Mike from Madison, he says, Biden doesn't have to worry about campaigning. They stole the election the first time. They're probably planning to steal the next one. They're trying, man. I guarantee you they're trying. Now, some of the states, Mike, just keep in mind, too, that some of the states began to really tighten up. Not all of them did. But I also think, too, that well, let me put it this way. I hope we learned our lessons and that we don't intend to sit idly by while they stuff ballot boxes and just go, look at that. Did you see that? How do we handle this? No. The Republican National Convention and the state parties had better be putting their plan of action solidly into place because they're going to need it. John from Huntsville still talking about food. He's all in. And then Glenn from Bluntsville's doing it too. He's telling us to thin out the batter and fry up that cornbread like a pancake in an iron skillet. I'll try it.
Try it.
Do you put sorghum on that, or what do you do?
I don't know, but it sounds good. I'll try it.
All I know is I'm
iron
in.
Iron skillet, cornbread. All right, let's do it.
I'm in. Somebody fry me some cornbread. I'll give that thing a whirl. And Steve from Decatur just texted in, by the way, and says that Highway 31 River Bridge in Decatur, major delays, flipped 18-wheeler. I just saw the picture of it he sent. And, yep, you're going to want to find an alternate route, folks. Just telling you, it's a mess. And I hope the driver's okay. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, ran long for a bit, had a short piece here. We'll come right back and do some more on Biden unraveling. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville. Tuscaloosa all the way back over to Gadsden. Parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi thrown in all just for good measure. So, let me tell you guys, before I go any further, you hear the ads playing during the break, like you may have heard Southern Immediate Care, or you may have heard ZLA, or you may have heard the ones for API, or you may have heard any of the others. I want you to know this. Right Side Radio, we are a separate business. We are a separate business that that literally sustains itself on the ability to sell ads. If you hear our show and you're thinking, man, those guys got it going on. They say the things that I believe in. If you would like your business to be aligned with us, we'd love to have you on the team. The way you do it is you can't contact the station because we're not owned by the station. We send them our show. You go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. It's got all our stuff on it, all kinds of things on there. Recommended reading list, the Right Side Store, how to live stream the show, copies of my podcast or our podcast, copies of the articles I've written. All that's on there. Plus, you can click on the place where it says advertising, send us a message, and we will get in touch with you ASAP. We'd love to have you on the team. You want to advertise at Right Side Radio? Go to rightsideradio.org, send us the word, we'll be on it. All right, I'm in this section right now that I am calling Biden unraveling. So the very idea that I just, you know, read to you from CNN, talking about how little infrastructure Biden's campaign even has in place right now, comparing him to the vaunted Obama campaign, and doing so not so glowingly. The very idea that CNN is the one saying that Democrat operatives are getting really nervous because they don't see a robust campaign at all. And the sense is he's just a placeholder right now. Well, then you come around to things like this. They're trying to cling to what they've got. They're doing all they can right now to try to keep the veil of protection, they keep calling it, from the media. Here's an example. FreeBeacon.com. FreeBeacon.com has a piece that came out in April. The Biden admin taps a liberal journalism institute to teach reporters how to be, quote, balanced and bias-free. Now, FreeBeacon is a conservative outlet, but FreeBeacon is saying that the Biden administration just gave a $23,500 grant to an organization called the U.S. Agency for Global Media. That sounds scary. To pay the Poynter Institute to hold a training course with reporters on how to be, you know, balanced and bias-free. Well, the Poynter Institute is a liberal organization. The Poynter Institute has been called out for whitewashing stories about Iran and engaging in partisan advocacy in favor of Biden. So basically what they're doing is saying, hey, all you guys in the press, as we head ourselves into the media days of the campaign, here's a free seminar to teach you how to do your job even better. So he's not out campaigning, but they're doing what they can right now to, you know, sort of soften the media landscape, if you will. But it's not holding up. In fact, here's another reason why I know why. Because Politico, Phil, you went to Politico. Yes, I did. Politico, piece that came out in May. Bracing for impact. Biden world preps for the Hunter Biden fallout. Folks, they're getting ready. The very idea that you're seeing stories like this, tell me, would you have seen stories like this before the 2020 election? No. No, you wouldn't have. This would have been, I mean, there ain't no way in the world Politico would have run a story like this. Here we are, May 2023, bracing for impact. Biden world prepares for Hunter Biden fallout. Goes on to say, people close to Biden still worry about the personal toll it will take on a father who has already felt anguish about his son's struggles amid a long history of family tragedy. They're doing all they can to paint this in emotional terms, the toll it takes on a father. How about this? The father helped the son cheat. The father helped the son get a whole bunch of money on taxpayer time buying influence. The father is covering for the son. The father is very likely a conspiracist. Story goes on to say, obviously the Biden team would hope the investigation does not result in an indictment for a multitude of reasons. What do you think? But they can't get away from it, though. Politico itself cannot get away from the fact that Hunter Biden is causing the unraveling. It's not just Biden's age. It's not just his polling numbers, both of which are being reported by outlets like ABC and CNN now. Reporters that don't work for Fox are asking the questions of Karine Jean-Pierre. You're starting to see Biden unraveling because even now the press is realizing, we can't not report on Hunter Biden anymore. We got to talk about this. So here's what they're going to do, by the way. Just, I kid you not. Here's what's going to happen. Hunter Biden's story is about to get worse, in my opinion. You watch. It's about to get a lot worse. I think we're going to find a couple of smoking guns sometime real soon. We just had, and I was about to go into it, but we just had a document drop yesterday. If you didn't hear about this, let me refresh you. Yesterday, Senator Chuck Grassley, who has been fighting for the last few months to get a document that Democrats said didn't exist from the FBI, he got it. Not only did he get it, he released it to the general public. He said, I'm not keeping this. It's not a classified document. I'm not keeping this under wraps. I'm not even going to redact it. He said, the world needs to see this. Pray tell, Phil, what is this document? It's called a Form 1023. When an FBI agent goes out and interviews a witness or someone who is adding to an investigation in some capacity, they have to fill out a Form 1023 to describe the details of their investigation. This Form 1023 has been rumored by a whistleblower for quite some time, and they've been demanding that the FBI bring it forth, and the FBI wouldn't. Somehow or another, the whistleblower managed to get it to Chuck Grassley, and he releases it to the world. It is a complete recounting of what is described as a very credible, reliable source that the FBI has used in other investigations, who had firsthand knowledge of the head of Burisma, that's the Ukrainian gas company, that had hired Hunter Biden, talking about how he worked with Hunter Biden and his father to get the influence they needed to get rid of a corruption investigation against Burisma. And it goes into great detail, even to the point of saying that this source claims to have 17 recorded phone calls, at least two of which have President Biden on them while he was vice president. While he was vice president, helping get his son millions of dollars. The source then went on to say, we gave $10 million, and we knew that five of it was for then Vice President Biden. And then, if you look at reality, Vice President Joe Biden is on the record bragging about how he got the Attorney General from Ukraine fired right after this source says that he got the $5 million. And all this is in a Form 1023. Here's the thing. The only thing we have to find now is one of those recorded phone calls. Now, there are some people that speculate that we're pouring money into Ukraine to keep them happy because they know where the phone calls are. I don't know. I don't know that at all. That is social media hype. I can't say that. But I do know this. We have a Form 1023 that says that there's recordings that exist. Somebody's got them if they do. And if they do, and one of them comes out, it's a whole new day, y'all. You talk about unraveling? I think it's going to get worse. Well, right now we've gotten down to the point that even Politico can't not talk about it. They have to. They can't avoid it anymore. Washington Examiner came out with a piece. They're a conservative outlet. And they say the Hunter Biden investigation, agents, whistleblowers were warned against interviewing his adult children. Okay. It's a conservative outlet. It's like saying Newsmax or Breitbart or somebody like that. Washington Examiner, conservative outlet. No, no. How about the next one I've got? ABC News. ABC News, 2 days ago. IRS whistleblowers stand by the claims that DOJ mishandled the Hunter Biden probe. Not only that, ABC went so far as to say that one of those two whistleblowers who just blew the lid off the testimony in the last couple of days about Hunter Biden introduced himself to the members of Congress when he sat before them in a panel and announced himself as a Democrat and a gay man. ABC is reporting it. ABC is saying, oh, by the way, you know what? Not only is he under oath, not only is he an IRS investigator, he also claims to be on your team, but he believes it was so wrong he has to talk about it. What does that tell you? I'm just telling you, folks. I'm just telling you. Biden is unraveling. I mean, right now, we're down to the point that ABC and Politico and CNN, they cannot even get away from it anymore, and they're reporting on it, and they're saying this story from ABC, it says even more than Washington Examiner did. And it even talks about how the IRS guys are getting all kinds of backlash. It doesn't even gloss it over. Listen, we're going to take a break right now. When we come right back, I'll wrap this up with the fact that we are, in fact, seeing calls for impeachment. Will it happen? I don't know yet. But I'm telling you, you get one of those recorded phone calls out in the open, if Joe Biden's on it, it's going to be the fastest impeachment in world history. And he'll be removed from office. But, you know, we got a long way to go before that happens. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, just a reminder, the River Bridge at Highway 31 in Decatur overturned 18-wheeler. You might want to check if you got Waze or something on your phone where you can see. I haven't heard the latest, but I anticipate that it's still a slowdown over there, if not a complete standstill. I don't know yet, but overturned 18-wheeler at the Highway 31 bridge at the river there going to Decatur. Check it out before you try to drive that way. Hey, by the way, ZLA Solutions, been with us since the get-go, man. ZLA Solutions. I was even talking to one of their folks today. They are so amazing at what they do. So they can come in and help you with all kinds of business end solutions, but their bread and butter remains staffing. I mean, they do all kinds of things for businesses. But the main thing is if you need people, wow, they can help you find them. Doesn't matter whether you need like one or two with special niche, hard-to-find skills, or if you need an entire shift of people, they can do that. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue-collar, white-collar, no-collar, I always say. It doesn't matter. They can do it. And they will not only do it, they will make you glad in the process, y'all. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better, meaning their job in life is to help you make your business better. So I'm just saying, if you need help with that, go to their website, zlausa.com. zlausa.com. Check it out. Start building that relationship with them, and they will do whatever's necessary to help you make your business better. ZLA Solutions at zlausa.com. And do me a favor. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio.
All right. So I got something jump back in.
What happened?
I got actually two things. What? One, so you know how we were talking about Jason Aldean yesterday? In his music video.
Are you changing the subject on
me
right
now?
Nope,
I'm going to go right back to the subject. That's why I said I got two things.
All right, what?
So Luke Bryan, who's another huge country star, is talking about, or didn't talk about, he actually pulled all of his videos from CMT as well.
Whoa.
Uh-huh, and he said it's time for another Bud Light moment.
Whoa.
Bud Light treatment.
Whoa.
So that was huge. I just saw that. Someone
so
sent
CMT,
it to me.
CMT, who decided to take Jason Aldean off, just got hosed by Cole Swindell.
Yeah, no, Luke Bryan. But he's on the same management as a few others. So you're going to see a few more do this. And so that's going to be a big deal.
You haven't heard anything about John Rich yet?
I haven't heard anything about John Rich. My guess is John Rich was already done. Already did. Probably not going to happen.
John Rich probably went down there and told
John
him
Rich,
personally.
A few of them just like that. But that's going huge. Back to what you were just talking about, Biden and impeaching, if all video, the audio comes out.
Yeah.
Then we're stuck with Kamala Harris.
Oh,
Kamala Harris.
I shouldn't laugh.
I know. So, I mean, that's pretty bad. But with that, would they even allow her to,
I don't think so.
You know, to run?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think her numbers are worse than Biden's. I think people are scared to death of the idea of her. I mean, I think the only reason why Biden is still in the seat right now is because they're scared to death of the idea of President Harris.
Right. So if this happens, it could be probably right up to the end where then it's just like a boom, boom, out, out type scenario.
Yeah.
You know?
I think.
Because that would be horrible.
I think if something happens to Biden, I think suddenly Kamala will find a reason to want to spend more time with her family.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, we've decided the best thing for us is to spend more time with our family. Okay. They'll find her a cushy consulting job on K Street somewhere or a gig working for CNN. You know, she'll be sitting on The View every day with Joy Behar, or who knows.
Let her do something.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg will retire, and they'll give it to Kamala Harris. I mean, and she can get on there and gobbledygook the word salads every day, and no one knows what she's saying.
Yeah, brother.
Ugh. Yeah, you bring up a great point.
So that was the next thing. That's what I was thinking. Oh. I was like, oh man.
Oh Lord. Hey, real quick before I, that was good stuff. Real quick before I get too far into it, I'll just say this. Chris from Athens just texted in. He says, yeah, the bridge in Decatur is still horrible. Just got across. So you can get across, but apparently it's real slow going. And by the way, I don't know if we're talking about inbound or outbound from Decatur. I'm not sure which way it is. So if you guys got some Chris from Athens or anybody else for that matter, tell me. JT of Lacey Springs says, bypass in Decatur, Highway 31 to Highway 67 to south to I-65. So, yeah, he's saying there's another way around. Go for it. He also said, by the way, another excellent week, and don't mock chocolate gravy. He says it's Walmart chocolate syrup, microwave a cup full, and pour over butter biscuits. Man. Dang. Chris from Athens just texted back in and says the bridge, it's slow going both ways. Doesn't matter which way you're coming in, going out. So, yeah, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that, brother. Scott from Decatur also said, thank you for the traffic PSA. You're welcome, brother. Hope you missed it. Brian from Huntsville says, yeah, it's an 18-wheeler. Please don't let it be Jeff. It is not Jeff. I think Jeff's off on Fridays.
I believe he's off on Fridays.
Yep, not a problem. Teresa from Town Creek, what did she say? Can you imagine waking up every morning with President Harris explaining the meaning of life? I don't think she can spell life. John from Huntsville, here's our grades. Boomer wins today's show with an A double plus.
Oh.
Dang, bro. And he completes Food 101 with an A plus. Phil earned extra credit points for that awesome mini dipper, but then he lost the extra credit points when he said he got an article from CNN, a.k.a. fake news. And then he lost even more points for only completing 2.5 dippers, but he still gets a solid A.
All righty. Those extra points.
God, he had to work through that one.
Lots to go into his grading.
Hey, last one I got here before we hit the end of the show. Biden unraveling. Well, Fox News has got a story that dated yesterday. Republican calls to impeach Biden grow following the release of the FBI document that the Form 1023 I told you about. So all the Republicans are claiming it's time for impeachment. We're going for impeachment. Okay, that's interesting, but it's still Fox reporting it. But Biden unraveling, why I know this is real, is because the story that came out 30 days ago on Newsweek, what Joe Biden's impeachment would look like is the headline. And it's a 5-page article. I'm just telling you, it says President Joe Biden is facing the prospect of impeachment by Republicans in Congress amid as yet unspecified allegations of a criminal scheme, where they're far more specified now. This is interesting to me. When you see things like CNN, Politico, Newsweek, openly opining about what could possibly happen and telling us that Biden's campaign machine is just not even in gear and the Democrat strategists are already looking for their next person. If they're looking, by the way, I guess to Boomer's point a minute ago, if they're out there looking for somebody, that means they don't want Kamala Harris. Biden's unraveling, I'm telling y'all. Keep your eyes on it. It's going to be quite the implosion. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, what an amazing week. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday at 2 o'clock.